the PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, a South Toms River man has been charged with the death of his wife. The Ocean County Prosecutor's Office says 30-year-old Cheyenne Juarez was found unconscious with blood on her face and a belt wrapped around her neck in her home on Hummel Drive Saturday night. Her husband, 38-year-old Gustavo Juarez Perez, charged with the murder. He is now in the Ocean County Jail. Trying to get a response from Meta after reporting fraudulent activity on your Facebook or Instagram account is not easy. And that's why a group of New Jersey lawmakers is pushing legislation that would require social media companies to provide a toll-free number for users to report this fraudulent activity. State Assemblywoman Dawn Fantasia supports the measure.
I do agree with this. I think it's very important to have a human contact, an 800 number, specifically with all the fraud. I do agree with this vehemently.
The measure would also require that social media companies publicize the toll-free number on their home or help pages. St. John Vianney senior Anthony Knox Jr. has won his fourth New Jersey High School Wrestling Championship, but his title may still be stripped from him. Knox won his fourth state title this weekend in Atlantic City, becoming only the fifth wrestler in New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association history to do so. But he still faces simple assault charges from a fight at a match at Collingswood High School in Homedale. Authorities say Knox repeatedly punched an opponent in the face during the fight. He had been disqualified from postseason tournament action because of the fight, but a judge reinstated him. There's a lot of pressure on Jersey's young workers. Experts say hiring managers have been raising the bar when it comes to the kind of candidates they bring on board. Hiring managers don't just want someone who can do the job, says Ranjit Nair with the School of Business and Computer Science at Caldwell University. Research shows businesses want workers who are highly self-aware.
They really know who they are, what drives them, what motivates them, what their blind spots are and how they mitigate those blind spots.
And on top of that, he says they want specific leadership specific leadership roles like problem-solving skills and the ability to manage change. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. You can download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Feels like spring out there. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 in-skin weather. We're talking about a big surge of warm air this week, spring-like weather. However, there is going to be a midweek pause to that warm-up coming up, too. Now, today, no complaints. Sunny and dry. Mild high temperatures this afternoon, 60 to 65 degrees. Enjoy it. You'll want the jacket or sweater handy once we get toward sunset. It's going to be clear and cool tonight. Lows around 40. Tomorrow, even warmer, even more sunshine. Highs in the mid-60s for your Tuesday, but Wednesday we're cooling down. It'll be partly sunny and breezy. Highs in the lower to mid-50s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather brought to you by MyPillow. Their mega sale is going on now. Get the best-selling standard MyPillow for just $14.98. To take advantage of this offer, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Jersey. Plus, every order ships absolutely free. Right now, it's 54 in Patterson, 55 in Hamilton, 51 in Cape May Courthouse. Fast traffic at instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.